In the previous lesson, we learned giving and receiving verbs, such as
그れる、あげる、and もらう。
Now, in the next three lessons, including this one, we're going to look at these verbs acting as auxiliary verbs. What that basically means is verbs that modify other verbs. In this lesson, Naomi-sensei, we're focusing on
그れる。
Now, in the previous lesson, we covered 그れる。This means to give, and it's used when the receiver is the speaker or someone in the speaker's group. This is the key to this verb. Now, when 그れる follows the te form of another verb, 그れる acts as an auxiliary. It basically implies that the doer performed that action for the sake of the speaker. Okay, to kind of compact things here, 그れる alone means to receive something. Te 그れる means to receive an action, as we'll see in the next few examples. Naomi-sensei, お願いします。
笑ってくれる。
To smile or laugh for me. This is the main point in くれる。You're doing it for the speaker or someone in the speaker's group. In this case, 笑う。Smile is the favorable action. Now, in the dialogue, Koji was asking Keisuke to eat a chocolate for him because he doesn't want to eat it.
Koji, なんて言ってました?
ちょっと食べてくれる?
Could you eat something for me? In the dialogue, Koji also said,
彼女は去年もチョコレートを作ってくれたんだよね。
She made chocolate for me last year too. This 作ってくれた, to give the action of making.
なので、Koji さんは夏子さんを嫌いじゃないですよね。I don't think Koji hate Natsuko.
Which in Japanese means that he doesn't like her.
え?
嫌いじゃない means you don't hate someone.
好きじゃない。
だよね。
まあでも、the reason I said is because he was saying, チョコレートを作ってくれた。So it sounds like he appreciated it.
ちょっとすいません。賛成できません。ただ、he's just being nice.Like, you can translate the sentence as, she made some chocolate for me and I appreciate it. But I think...
He's just saying?
Yeah, he's just being nice.
そうかな。
男の心かな。
優しい男の子ですね。
そうですね。
よく、てくれてありがとうございますっていうふうに使われますね。例えば、Thank you for inviting me. 誘ってくれてありがとうございます。
Thank you for inviting me. You'll see the structure.The te form of a verb plus くれてありがとうございます used very, very often. And this is a really useful expression that you could add to your toolbox to really take your Japanese to the next level.
このフレーズは覚えておくと便利だと思いますね。皆さん、いつも聞いてくれてありがとうございます。
Thank you for listening, everyone.
あ、ピーターさん、今日はスタジオに来てくれてありがとうございます。
Yeah. どういたしまして。
I think the reason why Yuichi said, 来てくれてありがとうございます to Peter, Yuichi just wanted to show the comparison between 来てくれて and 聞いてくれて。
So based off the verb 来る and 聞く. And this one is, for a long time, I didn't really pronounce the long vowel in the te form of 聞く, meaning to listen. So it always sounded like I was saying 来て, come.来てくれてありがとうございます。Thank you for coming. When I wanted to say, 聞いてくれてありがとうございます。Thank you for listening.
はい。リスナーの皆さん、今日も japanesepod101.com を聞いてくれてありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。